And you're listening to 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and welcome to an Election Day edition of Creative Impact. This is our weekly foray into the creative industries in Washtenaw County. We introduce you to the people, businesses, organizations, and institutions that not only enhance portions of our economy, but our quality of life through their artistic visions. My partner in Creative Impact is the president and CEO of the Arts Alliance. And Deb Pollock, I see you already have your I voted button on, so...
I know I was number 14 in line this morning when I went out to vote. So I'm going to just give a shout out to all those creatives out there. Your vote counts. Get out there and vote. Polls are open till 8. So I'll encourage that. But we're here to talk about creative people and creative businesses. And I have to say, David, it's a good thing you're the journalist because I'm turning into a geek with this show. I just love this. I'm getting this chance to get to know people and get to know them better. And our guest today is one of those folks, Mike Gould, who I've known for a long time. But have got a chance to know better through this this program and the research I've done. Mike is a laser artist. Do you know what a laser artist is?
I've been to a concert or two, and I know that's not everything it entails, but it's certainly a component.
Yeah, so Mike, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Yeah, it's great to have you. Now, Mike is the co-founder of Illuminatus Lasers, and you're based right here in Washtenaw County, right?
Well, we're kind of spread out all over the place. I grew up in Ann Arbor, and so our mailing address and about half our crew lives there, but I now am out near Jackson, Michigan, out in the country, where I have a large studio where I can build lasers to do my thing.
So if I'm driving through some of the country roads in Jackson, might one night I look to the sky and just find random laser beams shooting up as you test your products?
Well, not generally.
But, Mike, you've been doing this work for a long time, and it's really an amazing mashup of your artistic skill, your work in technology, science. You're kind of an entrepreneur and all sorts of things. First of all, you know, describe your work to our audience because they can't see it at this, you know, over the radio.
Yeah, well, I've been aiming a laser pointer at my phone, but I don't think if you guys are picking it up quite right.
I felt something.
Yeah. My sort of laser stuff is mostly called laser lumia, which is what happens when you take a laser beam and shine it through rotating diffractive media, i.e. a hunk of glass that you've cut out of your shower door. And that sort of decoheres the light, and it makes this beautiful, wispy, swirly sort of a light. It's very hard to describe, although if you go to my website, you can see it there. So... as far as the artistic end of it, I think it comes down to planning and intent. I do stuff in museums and at art things. We really don't do big rock shows with beams pooting out all over the place.
It sounds sort of random. So how do you, as an artist, really take what your intent, what you want to express, and take the laser, use the glass to actually express what you want to do?
Well, it's sort of an outgrowth of abstract expressionism, or I like to call it neo-op art. It's abstract.
But that's a new word for me. I'm writing that down. Neo-op art. Okay, got that.
Well, laser kinetic neo-op art. I mean, it's really hard to describe, and it's hard to be a laser artist when nobody knows what it is. I've been getting gigs. People look me up on the web, and they find laser artists, and I'm usually the fourth or fifth person down, right after people who are engraving seascapes into driftwood.
Okay.
But it's beautiful. It's on a wall. It must be art.
Well, there you go. So, but you said that it's hard to describe and that you're new at this, but still, there is, like there is in many other art forms, an industry, and there are awards, and there are people that are paying attention to this. I mean, there's the Grammy Awards, the Tony Awards, the Oscars, and in this case, there's the International Laser Display Association, and you are internationally recognized for this work, and in fact, have won a number of ILDA Awards, correct?
Correcto. And I got the first one for art, doing Art Prize in Grand Rapids back in 2012. We lit up the atrium of the J.W. Marriott Hotel in downtown Grand Rapids, and we took videos and pictures of that, submitted it to ILDA, and a bunch of people in Germany that I've never met decided that it was good enough to win first place in the ILDA Award, so I I've got that. I've since won a couple more for different sorts of things. So it's all good.
Well, congratulations on that. And creative impact on our conversation with Mike Gould of Illuminatus Lasers continues on 89.1 WEMU. It's good to see how the technology is developing over the years, but I want to step back for a second. When you started, how has technology played into the development of your art, and has it created more freedom, or is it more limiting?
Oh, absolutely more freedom. When we started out, you know, you could get a one-color gas laser for about $150.
And Mike, first give us a point in time. When did you first start out?
Okay, well, I go back a long time. In 1972.
Back to the 70s.
Yeah,
okay.
I bought my very first laser, which was a gas laser. It came in a big box. If you wanted to do colors in those days, you had to use a big gas laser, powered by 443 phase electricity and with garden hoses hooked up to it to do water cooling. And in fact, I remember going to a laser show in Michigan Theater where they were running garden hoses out of the men's bathroom in the balcony.
Oh, Russ Collins would love that today.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So to get back to the question, the technology has improved so much that a laser is now about the size of a pencil eraser. The ones we use are called diode lasers, and they're fairly inexpensive, and now an artist can buy them in the open market relatively cheaply, and if you happen to know electronics machinery and use of every tool known to man, you can build this sort of thing.
You've mentioned Art Prize and that you did a display that was an award-winning display there, but you've expanded into film and a number of other arenas with your art. What are some of the areas that you touch that we run into throughout the course of our experiences throughout Michigan and the Midwest?
Well, the big one has been Full Moon, downtown Ann Arbor. We've done that for the last 6 years. It's a really great time out of doors to share laser light with a lot of families and kids. Last time we did it, of course, it was 20 below, and there was snow coming through the lasers.
Sounds like a perfect day.
It was beautiful. It looked like confetti.
Pretty.
But, yeah, I did a movie. I did Hereditary, which is a horror movie.
And, Mike, that was one of those cases that somebody found you online, right?
Exactly so. They said, you know, we need this effect of this light coming down a hallway. What are we going to do? I know. We'll look on the web for laser artists. So they found me, and they called me up, and they said, we're doing a movie in Salt Lake City, and we need such and such an effect. Can you do that? And I said, yeah, I think I can do that. So it went back and forth, and I sent them videos of what I could do. And then we want this other effect where this little thing that we're calling Tinkerbell kind of moves around the wall, and we want to do it live. I said, okay, we'll build a special projector just for that. So we did all the above, and they flew 5 road cases of my gear and myself to Salt Lake City a year ago May, and it took about a week, and I learned a lot about movie making in Salt Lake City. And they had an enormous crew there that was all local. Salt Lake City is a hotbed of movie production. Who knew?
I certainly didn't, but I'm glad to say that your work and the film Hereditary premiered at Sundance. It was featured and a hit at the Cinetopia Film Festival here in Ann Arbor, and certainly we hope that leads to more work for you.
Yeah, and it's continuing to be a great hit. I think I looked it up, and it's grossed like $79 million and has had great audience and critical reviews. And it is, for anybody who hasn't seen it, it's a sci-fi kind of not thriller, you'd call it sort of a
supernatural
thriller. Right.
Right. Yeah, it's been doing
it's
really
kind of spooky.
$4 million budget or so, they told me.
That's quite a profit margin.
Yeah, not bad. So anyway, my current project is I'm working on an art exhibit for the Olbrich Garden in Madison, Wisconsin. They have this thing called the Gleam Festival, and I'm building a elaborate rear-projected housing sort of a deal that's going to appear in a Thai pavilion out in this botanical garden filled with lasers. And we're in the final throes of that right now. We set up on Sunday, actually. So,
Mike,
that is our big shot.
Yet again, you're expressing what the show Creative Impact is all about, how The world of the creative industries here in Ann Arbor and the people that in Washtenaw County and the people that do what they do, you know, the breadth of it is so deep. And thank you for sharing a bit about what it is that you do. And David, I continue to be amazed at the people and the businesses that we have here in our community.
Absolutely. And Mike has announced people who want to actually see and kind of get a better sense of what they're doing, direct them to your website.
Yes, indeed. Mike Gould LaserArtist.com. Or if you just search on Mike Gould Laser, you will find me.
Thank you so much for the time today. We are most grateful.
Well, thanks for having me.
That is Mike Gould, the co-founder of Illuminatus Lasers. And to find out more, you can visit our website. We'll give you all the links in the background you need to know so you can get to where you want to go. Deb Pollack, as you mentioned, it has been a great run through our guests to this point, and I'm looking forward to many more years of these kinds of programs, including next Tuesday.
Yes, I'll be back.
That is Deb Pollack. She is the president and the CEO of the Arts Alliance and our partner for Creative Impact. It is an ongoing exploration of the creative sector in Washtenaw County. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.